Good evening, boys and girls. It's such a zechus to come together in the last week of the year to discuss a few geshmaka halachas which are relevant to the getu, which are upcoming shailas. I think it would be very common. I want to just take the common shailas that we have to deal with and start with that. I think shaila number one is that a lot of people want to know is that the slichas time is a lot of times we used to do slichas early in the morning. Our parents used to wake us up 5:30, 6:15 in the freezing cold, and then it gets a bit later, you can go to 7 o'clock minyan. And sometimes it's more convenient to go to the chatzos time at 1 o'clock. Chatzos is about 1:01, 1:02. So that's all sort of convenient. Chatzos is less convenient, but the maisa you do the job, you do it in the night time. The only thing is, what's more practical is to do it 10:30, 11 o'clock. So the shaila is, can you go ahead and do slichas at 10:30, 11 o'clock?
At night time,
obviously. So night time, that's the shaila. It's very practical in the evening. You know, a person can save 30 minutes in the evening. It's very practical. He can get up normal time, he can have his normal schedule.
What about mincha time?
Yeah. So mincha time, I'll just say straight away.
For the next day?
So let's have a look. Let's go back, Robert. You'll see very clearly, Azai. If you open the mainstream poskim, you open a Mishnah Berurah, you take a Mogen Avraham, you take a Matei Ephraim, they just say one line. They say, Eloima kodim chatzos laila, shum slichas velo yod gimel midas veshum panim lailam. It's quite strong. Chutz, only one day, only one night a year that you can say yod gimel midas, which we say chutz mi b'yom kippurim. It comes to Yom Kippur, we obviously say slichas yod gimel midas. In fact, he goes a bit further, Matei Ephraim. He says if you happen to see a shul that says slichas by night, you should be meicha. You should stop the minyan. I actually know someone who actually stopped the minyan. I don't know if it went down that well. But at the end of the day, that's what he writes. He says, and if you can't do anything, at least don't say anything. Yeshay v'yidoy. You should sit and don't say anything. That's the shaft of the shaynus, you find. Coming down from the mainstream postgame, that's takahal adili, we should taka avoid it. Reb Moshe Feinstein and Chu Eidish Moshe, Tuzayf, a very big thing. He says, when these poskim say osa to say slichas in the nighttime, not mistaba that's a real issa. He says that's not in Gemara. In Gemara doesn't say you're not allowed to say slichas by laila. It comes from Kadmon, it comes from Kabbalah. Mogen Avraham quotes Kabbalah, who say don't say yudke mimbitas and slichas by laila. But you can't say it's an issa. That's what Reb Moshe Tuzayf. And therefore, says Reb Moshe, in the case of a shattered chak godel, in his case where people were scared to go out that year, so he allowed slichas to take place that year. But however, he said that saying yud gimel midas by laila has not got the haftocha that we know. We know that haftocha Chazal say that when we say Hashem Hashem, Hashem gives a guarantee that lo yoshav reikom, that tefillah won't be taken for nothing. It'll definitely be accepted. That's how powerful Hashem Hashem is. When a person says a normal tefillah, it takes out to him. No, it won't get answered. Oh, but when it comes to Hashem Hashem, Hashem gives a special haftocha. So Reb Moshe says that for sure, that Hashem Hashem balayla before chatzos, it won't have that haftocha. But you still can't say it's osa to say slichas balayla. That's what it's also. So it's a bit of no man's land. You're saying it's not osa, but you haven't got the minus of the yudgim mitzvahs. So he says, even if you haven't got the minus of yudgim mitzvahs, what we want to achieve is to inspire ourselves. So he says, Shasat Chak God Kazeh, it's kedai to say it, at least you've got a bit of inspiration coming to Yemadin. So that's how Reb Moshe puts it, that although he said, takes out the word Issa, he says you can't say it's Osa, however, he does say that it hasn't got the mind of the Shalayoshav Reikom that Hashem gave Avtochim in the Midas, but the Maisi, he allows them to go ahead with it, right? But he says something interesting at the end, he says, but you have to put up a notice that next year, the Zman is going back to normal. The shoyl asked him, you know, this year is a hectic year, people were scared to get out of the houses for some reason. And he says, can we go ahead with it? So he says, okay, but as long as you make a midah, then next year is going back to normal. Okay, once, you know how they say it, b'diyeved becomes the chatchila, right? So he says, b'diyeved, it's okay. Okay, that's how Reb Moshe puts it. Just to add another shlav, is that you have a sefer called Machshavos Bo'etza. And that sefer says, like an interesting shlav, he says, who told you that the chatzos that you've got to wait for is the Chatzos here in Manchester or here in London, wherever you are. Maybe it's the Chatzos of Yerushalayim. We know the Chatzos in Yerushalayim is possibly 1 o'clock, it's a bit earlier actually. Yeah, it's about 12:30 or close to 1. So maybe already from 2 hours before, 11 o'clock, or maybe even 10:30, close to 11, already from then, is already this man where if you'd been Yerushalayim by the Kosel, it would be Chatzos. Perhaps that's when you go with the Isrotzen, that Hashem's Isrotzen is in Kosel. It doesn't take Hashem long to get here. So over there, we should say that Isrotzen should apply here as well. That's what he adds to the equation when it comes to saying Slichos Balayla, which again, we have to mention, is not the mainstream psak. Don't forget, since when it comes to Leila Pesach, it comes to Leila Seder, we always make sure, most a lot of us try and catch Chatzos. We want to at least get the Achilles Matzah before Chatzos. According to Rabbi Kiva, we have to catch Chatzos. And we will try and manage it, right? And no one's going to say that we're going to have to start catching Chatzos of the Chatzos that is in Yerushalayim, 1 o'clock there, which is 11 o'clock here. We're hardly coming back from shul. So it's definitely not something which you hear any chumrah like this. So you can't say it's a mainstream psak. But I think what Lemaisa to do is every person has to decide for himself. I don't think it's a very personal thing, because someone told me, you know, yeah, he heard this pukim about doing balayla, and he didn't go to one slichas that year. So it's also, Ramosha said, that a person has to be mechazik himself somehow, that these are days, Mitzat Sheni, they haven't got the koyach. So a person has to make the correct judgment himself. But you can certainly see, one thing for sure, is that the Metzias is, we're not going to change it, we can't take a blind eye here, that Meshabura, the Mati Ephraim, and the Rabban Avraham, they all say it's Osa, right? And the Ramosha, who takes away the word Issa, says it might not be Osa, but there's no koyach. There's no Haftocha of Hashem, right? Yeah? And then you've got Machshavos Ba'itza that makes you feel a bit better.
Why is it
Issa? Why is there Issa to say Hashem? Balayla, it seems that because it clashes with Kabbalah. In fact, Ramosha actually says that if it hasn't got the koach of Hashem, then who gives you a right to stop by Vanaki? Do you know, we stop in the middle of a pasuk. Hashem, Kerach, Mechanu, Yerach, Mechanu, Yerach, Mechanu, Yerach, next pasuk. Noitzichesna, Pesha, Vanaki. Vanaki is the middle of a pasuk. So he says, Bishlim, if you're achieving the tefillah, so fine, you can get away with saying half a pasuk. But if you're not saying the absurd tefillah, how can we say of half a pasuk? There's all sorts of problems if it's not going with the main Indian.
A person could just miss it out then. He goes to Lich and just miss out the...
Now, you could miss out. In fact, I know someone that... He was schlepped into one of these slichos and balah in the night time, and when he came, he just missed out Hashem, which is the taka. It seems that he held that was correct. He wanted to go with the Mishnah Berurah, so he felt that was correct. The problem is that Mishnah Berurah says not to say slichos either. You're right, there wouldn't be an issa involved in saying slichos balayla, but the passion is not to say at all. But again, here comes the judge. A person needs to know himself if it's just not going to work, right? Then there could well be an Indian to at least be Mechazi. And let me just add, that this is back to your point at the beginning, that Rabbi Avadi Yosef did mention that it's better to even say it by Minchatan, right? I mean, the last night, what you could have done by Chatzos, right, or at least in the morning, you can even delay it to after Shacharis, or have a mini by Minchas. There's nothing stopping a person. It's just mainly to make sure to avoid that time. That seems to be the main kudah. Really, if there could be a minion before, a minion slichas before Mincha, that would be ideal. Right, Slichos, fine, guys. Slichos.
Why is it a minute that a lot of people go the first night pronounce?
The first night they like to do is really by Chatzos. That's because of B'metzoyim Menucha. That's just to get the Loshon of B'metzoyim Menucha. But they didn't do it. That's a new thing. To become before Chatzos, that's definitely a new thing. And these are the things that we're discussing over here. Also, you have to mention that to make sure. What was the Lashon? Yeah. Panino, I remember the first day sleepers. The person next to me, make sure not to stand next to me, yeah? The person next to me said, Panino el hatlois, ve'el lachatois, right? You have to be careful what you're saying, because it's we say ve'al lachatois, right? Also, the person say that to be careful what we say, we can't take it for granted that Hashem knows exactly what we say. What we say does have an effect, so be careful how we're saying things. Next one. Oh, another thing, it'll be like chosid. Interesting. Do you know after the Hashem, after the Olam together finish Hashem, so then there are a few psukim after that Hashem, which usually get forgotten about. Yeah. And it's interesting, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid writes, Sefer Chassidim, he writes, that The ikka of the slichas is those few psukim randomly put there. The tuffel is the slicha lekeinu lekeinu. And he says people should be aware of it because they're toifsim es hatuffel. They take the slicha, but they don't say the ikka. It's all that whole slicha is based on the psukim. So he makes a dogish. Rabbi Yashar also used to make a dogish on saying the psukim after the Hashem Hashem, because they claim that's the ikka, it's barach kotchum, that was the ikka. It's an interesting slicha.
I don't understand that. But four pieces, karachim,
not that, yes. Yeah. So it's the random psukim.
Very little writing.
That's really, it should be the big writing.
That's the ikka.
That's interesting. I also found the chiddush at the beginning. It usually gets swallowed up, not all of them, just those few random psukim that they put together. Really, the whole slicha is based on that. Next one, we're coming into an interesting year, which is Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're coming into an interesting year, Shnas HaShmita. You should know interesting Nekuda that Rabbi Yashav and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman both pointed out that when it comes to making Kiddush next Monday night, next Monday night, week's time, then when you make a Shechah Yoma by Kiddush, you should have in mind that it's going on the Mitzvah Shmita. We've got this year Mitzvah Shmita, certain restrictions that you'll see in the There's certain restrictions that are out there, and certain mitzvahs, big things in Shmita. So surely we should have to make a Shechach Yonu on the fact that we're entering the mitzvah Shmita. However, they said not to make a special bracha for it. Be mechavan at the time that you say Shechach Yonu the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Again, it's not a common shayla; it only happens once every 7 years. But it's an interesting point to be mechavan that the Shechach Yonu is going on the fact that we're zoicha to come to it. Let me share with you a fascinating chasam sofer. I like it. Because the Chasam Sofer says in the Shnas HaShmita, the Yetzirah has less of a koach to be shoylet. He's less active. Why? Because the Torah uses by Shmita Shnas Shabbosin Yelochem. This is calls it Shabbosin. Similar to Yom Kippur, that says Shabbos Shabbosin Yelochem. V'nisem esnaf shoyseichem. Shabbosin Shabbosin. On Yom Kippur, the Gemara in Yom Adachov says, and Yalovi told Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Hasotan is Gematria 364. To tell you that the Sotan's only got a curve to be Mekatrik 364 days out of the year, and not on Yom Kippur. Says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to Shnas HaShmita, the whole year has in it the curve of Yom Kippur, in that the Sotan has got less of a Kitrik to be Mekatrik. Interesting thought, the Chasam Sofer.
Well, maybe it's not there at all.
Sorry? The Rishonim get busy. Yeah. There's many Kasha in that Gemara. Firstly, I'm sure some of you have already thought this Kasha, it's a Pele. Well, the Gemara making 364, you can't make your lunar years. Just make it sound like that. Ask the Kashi Sala, posh the Kashi in the Gemara. There's many Kashi in that Gemara. The Gemara says that Hasatan, 364, can only be Makatrik 364 years out of 365. The maths don't add up. Because in a year, after Yom Kippur, you work out with a lunar year, it will be 354. There's no shakas to 364. That's the Kashi in your Yod already asked. Okay, and then the Yadi Birama also asks your point about that. Okay, well, we're going to get stuck with that. Let me share with you another point. Okay, we're just going to have to move on. We're going to have to move on to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
We've got Rosh Hashanah, a very interesting Nekuda, which I should say first. We'll start with Shofar. I want to share with you a Machshava, which gave me a lot of inspiration last year. A very sweet, subtle point. When it comes to Shofar, it's a very choshev mitzvah. We have to do, it's a real privilege. We've got so many mitzvahs coming up. We've got Shofar, we've got a fast. That was my riddle. What mitzvah in the Torah takes the longest time to be mekayim that mitzvah? Lulav, it takes you 1 second, right? You mekayim the mitzvah straight away. Right? Tefillin, it takes you a minute later to mekayim it. Fasting is the longest mitzvah in the Torah that you have in order to mekayim just one mitzvah. Right? So someone said shmita, it's not deraisa, yeah, it takes a whole year to mekayim. But yeah, when it comes to the tannin, we've got many mitzvahs coming ahead. Tekiyah Shofar, listen to this one. The Gemara tells us that at the time that the Baal Tekiyah has blown Shofar, we are as if we are standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Do you know how the Gemara learns that? The Gemara says, because you're not allowed to have gold on your shofar. Because in Kategel, we don't want the Kategel reminding the Egel to be the Snegel. We don't want it to start giving remembrance to Hashem. In Kategel, that's a Snegel. The Gemara questions that. Surely that's only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Look at the Kohen Gadol's begotten. He was allowed to wear gold. Only when he came to the Kodesh HaKadoshim you have that problem. And the Gemara answers, Shani Shofar. Shofar is different. Because Kim de Zikaron, our seasons has come for Zikaron, Ki ilo oimid lefnav lefnim. That is a Moshum de Gemara. That was a time when you blow a shofar, it's got the curve as if we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let me just share with you a Sfas Emes. A Sfas Emes is beautiful. It says, how many times in the year is there a Chiyav to go and be Oile the Regal? Mr. Shem, the Beis HaMikdash will come, there'll be a Chiyav to go to the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. That's all the Chiyav. Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? It's not a Yom Tov. Obviously, it's a Yom Tov. So normally, Yom Tov like any other Yom Tov. Why did the Torah mechayev each of us to go Rosh Hashanah? Was too close? Was that the problem?
Oh, it's
non-simcha,
maybe.
Yeah, many Torahs says the Chassidus, you don't need it because you mechayev it when you listen to the shofar. You've got it. You were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Based on that Gemara that says that shofar is different because when you listen to the shofar, it's as if you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the reason why the Torah was mechayev you to stand in the Mikdash. It's just a rayon to think that the Mice is based on the Gemara. It's not some Torah. It's based on the Gemara that says that the time that you blow the shofar is if you're standing in the Kodesh
HaKadoshim. There's no
shofar. Yeah, that's another kasha. Yeah. He deals with that. I think he deals with that as well. Okay, next one he's got Shita Torah. Next one is, this is Nekuda of, so we've got a Mitzvah Shofar. Okay, let me move on to this final Shaila, is that, let's just move on to the bins, right? So you have to realize that here, you've got Yom Tov falls on a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Oh,
and usually they come in the collection, they come on Wednesday morning. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They come on Wednesday morning. I can't, the Cheshbon is, every Tuesday we always look at our neighbours to see where we're at. It's very hard to work out. It's taka, you need these charts, it's taka complicated. Yeah. And then you make a whole ganze tasos out of it. It's harder than the tasos. But Kitza, when it comes to such a shaila, you should know it's a big problem, I must tell you. It comes Tuesday afternoon, after davening, we come home, and we realise, hang on a second, the bins are coming whether it's Rosh Hashanah or not. They're coming tomorrow morning, and I've got my bins stuck in the morning, and och and vape, I don't get that outside. You've got another 3 weeks to wait, yeah? So, Mekitza, what's the way forward? Really, to move that bin is a bit of an issue, because inside that bin is rubbish, is muksa, right? So now, zaloch and muksa, not only the muksa is muksa, but the supporter of the muksa is muksa, based on the concept of bosses. Bosses become muksa, and it's a problem. Therefore, the chayyim is a bit of an issue. The only eitz I can think of is either do it before Yom Tov, or call a guy. You can actually instruct the guy directly to do so. That's not a problem. Muksa's got a special leniency that you can ask the guy to move the muksa. That would be one way forward. Listen to this chap. That's on the way out. So Wednesday morning, you start to see the bin men on the way to shul. They're very busy, and you come back from shul and after davening, and you come home and you see the bins all over the place, right? And you think, doch, you want to be a menschlich tekiyid, you want to take it inside, and especially it's in the way, and you bring it inside. Good. What's the problem? It's muksa. Why is it muksa? There's no rubbish inside. Because there's a concept of Echaz Muksa, Megad is Gatsoy Ben Ashmoshes, is Gatsoy Kola Yoima. If on Ben Ashmoshes, when Wednesday came in, the night of Wednesday came in, then it was Muksa, it retains the Muksa status the entire Yom Tov, although it's not relevant anymore. Although there's no rubbish inside, they've emptied it nicely, but the whole bin becomes a strict Muksa for the entire duration of Yom Tov. And therefore it's very important to know, not if you do Muksa, you've got to make sure to do it with you can't kick it with your leg, you can't kick it with your foot, with your knee. No, the lid, surely the lid doesn't become a boss.
It's
not a supporter.
Yeah.
In your garden, you won't be able to wheel it. That means what the boss is? The boss is the bottom part of it, the support of it. The lid is not supporting, it's sheltering it, it's not supporting it. And therefore the support of it becomes the boss. And it's, I think it's a choshva alocha on Rosh Hashanah to know, you don't want to move muksa stam. It's kedai to move it with your knee, your foot, that would be the way forward. But certainly to move it with your hands, that would be an issue of graph. There would be an issue of moving muksa stam.
Sorry.